Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of, actually we're in Lamentations now. We finished the book of Jeremiah. We're in Lamentations, and I hope you're enjoying this study as well. I hope you do. And we are at the first chapter and about the 14th verse, if you'd like to follow along. First chapter, about the 14th verse, and we give an introduction of the book of Lamentations and the broken heart of this prophet, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Let's begin reading at the 14th verse. The yoke of my transgressions is bound. And, you know, these prophets of God, they took on the... Actually, they took on the burden of what the people was doing in disobedience to God, because these prophets, a true prophet of God will take on the burden as if they are the ones that are committing the transgression. By his hand, they are knit together. They have come upon my neck. He has made my strength fail. The Lord has given me into the hands of those against whom I am not able to stand. The Lord has rejected all of my strong men in my midst. He has called an appointed time against me. Now, you see, it's as if the prophet was the only one that was committing the sin. And this is something that is, I find, quite interesting. Daniel did the same thing. And he didn't blame the people. He blamed himself. And I guess it was one of the reasons is because he failed in his ministry to change the minds and the hearts of the people. Therefore, he blamed himself, and as if he's the one that committed the sin, and it was the only reason for God to punish them is for his lack of something to convince the people to repent. He gave it his best. And he told the people exactly what God had had told him to say, but it didn't do the job. These people were hard-headed, and they just simply would not listen. And this is a sad situation, folks, a very sad situation, because they would not listen to what God was saying. Let's read on. He has appointed a time against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden as in a wine press the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. For these things I weep. He took on the burden of what was actually happening to his people. And this is something that we all should learn a lesson about these prophets, these old ancient prophets of God, how they took on the burden, and how they interceded for the people. They interceded as if they were the ones that was committing the sin. For these things I weep, my eyes run down with water, because far from me is a comforter, one who restores my soul. My children are desolate because the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hands. There's no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that the ones round about him should be his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his command. Hear now, all people, and behold my pain. My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders perished in the city while they sought food to restore their strength themselves. See, O Lord, for I am in distress. This is something that God is the comforter, actually. But because of the people's sins, he had to turn away. As he turned away and did not look upon Christ. And when Christ said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He could not look upon the sins of the world that Jesus was taking on at that point in time on the cross. Same thing here, that he had to turn away from them and become their judge, as God had to become the judge for the sins on the cross that Jesus was taking on, and issued the punishment to Christ instead of the people. Those that take on his blood and his forgiveness, then Christ is the intercessor, the advocate, the one that took the punishment on the cross for us. And that is the truth that each and every one of us should realize. God became the judge at that point in time. Jerusalem's allies, the allies could not come to help because, like Jerusalem, they failed to seek God. These allies appeared strong. They were actually weak because God was not with them. You know, when God's with somebody, they have the power. And they have the anointing, as God was with Nebuchadnezzar at this point in time, to administer the chastisement upon Jerusalem and to correct them. And you have to seek wise counsel, and they did not. They sought false prophets, and they failed. They failed miserably. My priests, my elders perished in the city, he says, while they sought food to restore their strength themselves. See, O Lord, for I am in distress. My spirit is greatly troubled. My heart is overturned within me. I have been very rebellious. But Jeremiah was not rebellious. The people were rebellious. But Jeremiah was interceding, taking on the sins of the people. In the street, the sword slays. The house, it is like death. They have heard that I groan. There is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my calamity. They are glad that you have done it. Oh, that you would bring the day which you have proclaimed, that they may become like me. Let all the wickedness come before you, and deal with them as you have dealt with me, for all my transgressions. For my groans are many, and my heart is faint. Babylon would, although sinful, was God's instrument for punishing Judah and its capital, Jerusalem. The people of Jerusalem were pleading for God to punish sinful Babylon as he had punished them. Deal with them as you have done with me. God would do this in his own time, but he had already passed judgment on Babylon in Jeremiah 50, verses 1 to 27. But it was not going to happen until this was done for 70 years of appointed time and appointed punishment. They were in exile for 70 years. And this 70 years was a time when everyone went into captivity, or they stayed in Jerusalem to be a slave, more or less, to Babylon. But Daniel the prophet, he went into exile, but he became the second in command in all of Babylon, one of the major commanders in Babylon because of his anointing upon him. And he was high up. They recognized that Spirit of God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all of the sevenfold anointing upon Daniel. They tried to kill him. They tried to catch him while he was praying. They couldn't even do that, but they did. They did catch him, put him in the lion's den, and they couldn't kill him because the lions, he just took a nap on the lion, and the lions just didn't bother him at all because Daniel was God's minister, and he was anointed of God. The lions even could see it, but a lot of people don't see the anointing of God. Isn't that a shame? They looked at Jeremiah and they saw somebody that they figured that he didn't have, this man doesn't have the anointing. He's issuing judgment upon us. And this man, Jeremiah, though, you know, you wonder, well, was it Jeremiah's delivery? Or was it? No, I believe it. Jeremiah had the proper delivery of his message, and he had the anointing, and he was a prophet of God, a true prophet of God, major prophet. But the people refused because they couldn't see him as he really was because of their sin. When sin is so far down deep into a person, they can't see God. They cannot accept the truth. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. And this is one of the reasons why they couldn't see Jeremiah's truth. They were so deep in sin that they could not accept or receive the truth of God. And don't ever get to that point that sin has just soaked in to your spirit to the point where you can't hear God. You know, no man can come to Jesus except the Father draw him. You can't even come to Jesus whenever you want to. You'll say, oh, I'm going to wait till I'm about to croak, and then I'm going to receive Christ. No, you can't. You cannot receive Christ anytime you want to. You can't do it. You have to have that drawing, that Spirit of God drawing you in order to become saved. Now, maybe it's a want to. Maybe it's something else, but it's a drawing. Unless you're drawn, you're not even going to bother with receiving Christ. Not even when you're about to die. But the thing about it is, receive Christ right now. Let's receive him. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive you as Lord, Savior. We receive your blood over us to cleanse us and to cause us to be born again right this minute. In Jesus' name, we receive it. And we receive your forgiveness and your power and your spirit. And we thank you that we are now saved. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message. Let us know you're listening. and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.